So what we discussed yesterday was that Mitzrayim is a mokum that doesn't have any rain, and therefore it has no hashpah. And in a kudah that we didn't mention before we come back to Yosef was, just to discuss Mitzrayim slightly at greater length, is we know that Paray and Yecheskel Dapek Choftes is compared to a serpent. We know there's a connection between Paray and the snake. When Moshe Rabbeinu was sent on his first errand to Paray, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to take the staff with him, and the staff's going to turn into a snake. Paray is a snake. He's a serpent, as Yecheskel says. And the reason why this is so is very simple. Because we know that Nochash was cursed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was told, Ofa toichal kol yimechayecha. You're going to eat Ofa all your life. We mentioned this once, we quoted this once, a question that people ask, that, oh lovely, the Nochash never has to worry about Parnassa. He's always got his Parnassa there and there. What was the main punishment to the Nochash that he's going to eat offer all his life? The teretz was, there's no more connection between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you everything. And that's the worst patch that a person can get. Somebody says, I'll bestow you, but just don't look at me, don't count me, I don't want to see you again. A father would say to the son, how much money do you need for this year? Take this amount of money, and I don't want to see you the whole year. That's a terrible punishment. That was the punishment that Nochash was given. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're not zoicha to get hashpah. That's exactly, this punishment to the Nochas was carried over into Mitzrayim exactly the same. Hashpah is rain. And in Mitzrayim it doesn't rain like it does in other lands. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you the Nile. And the Nile floods its banks, and that's how they have water, and that's how they have hashpah. Hashem says, I'll give you the Nile, but don't come to me, don't turn to me. The connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria is through the rain, where the heavens open and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down rain. Mitzrayim doesn't rain. Hashem says, I don't want that connection. And that's a terrible oinish. And as we said yesterday, Yosef HaTzadik is the one coming down now to Mitzrayim. Yosef represents the Midas HaYisod we discussed. Yosef's gematria is 6 times Havaya, Shem Havaya, Yudke Vovke, which is the Hashpah that comes down. Yosef is going to bring down the Hashpah without the Nartik. The Nartik closes in the Hashpah, doesn't let us see the Hashpah, as we said yesterday. But Yosef is the one who's going to open the Hashpah, he's going to open the pipes, he's going to open the gutters from the Hashpah back of his Baruch Hu down into Mitzrayim. And the reason why Yosef HaTzadik has the koyach to do this is because we said Yosef is Midas HaYisod. Now we know that Midas HaYisod is what's called Tikkun HaBris, which is the Tikkun of Bris Milah. Bris Milah is the mokum of the Yisod. And there's a very deep idea over here. And that is, why is it that Yisod is the Tikkun HaBris? And we know that Yosef HaTzadik was the one of Tikkun HaBris, as we're going to soon discuss by the Eishes Poitifa. Because the Mokum HaBris Mila, that's in human terms, that's the Makor of Hashpah. How is a human Mashpia? A human is Mashpia through the Mokum of Mila. That's how he reproduces, that's how he's Mashpia. Yosef is called Yosef. Yosef means more and more and more. That's the middle of Hashpah. And that's why Yosef is the Tikkun HaYisod, the Tikkun of Bris Milah. In the same way as we said that the Hashpah that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yudke Vovke, that's the Hashpah that comes out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is covered. At first you can't see it, there's a Nartik. So too, that Mokim also has a Nartik that's called the Orla. And the Orla is a layer that covers. And one can't get to the Tikkun of Bris, one can't get to the Milah, one can't get to the Hashpah. And ever there's a mitzvah of Bris Milah, and the mitzvah of Bris Milah is taking away the Nartik to allow the Hashpah, and in human terms, to allow the Hashpah of the Yudke Vovke to be Mashpia. And that's why we discussed already once before that the Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, Mi Yale Lonu Hashamayma, is Rosh Teves Milah, and the Soif Teves Yudke Vovke. Right? Mi Yalan Hashemayim is Rosh Tevis Mila, Soif Tevis Havaya. Which means that the mitzvah of Havaya, the mitzvah of Mila, is the mitzvah that opens the Hashpah of the Havaya. And therefore that's why Yosef HaTzadik is the one who's coming into Mitzrayim now. He's going to open the Shefa. And that's why Yosef HaTzadik has to prove himself that he's Tikkun HaBris. How does one prove oneself that one has Tikkun HaBris? If one withstands the Yetzer Hara, the Taiva that's over there.
Because it's Yadua that the Orla is the Makar HaTaiva. We take the Orla off, so that's the Bechina of Kedusha. HaShekidush he did me better. It's like a destruction of the Yetzirah. Yotzvah Tzadik has to prove that he has a Tikkun HaBris, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send him a very difficult sign with Eishes Petifa. And that sign in Parshas Vayeshev with Eishes Petifa is going to prove that Yosef is Tikkun HaBris, that there's no Orla there, and therefore that's the Petach to send down the Hashpah. And this opens our minds to understand many, many aspects. Number one, I'm sure you've all heard the question, I'm sure you all have the question. Why is Yosef HaTzadik shrouded in secrecy? Why does nobody know who he is? Why doesn't he send his brothers? Why doesn't he send a telegram, a fax, an email home? Yosef HaTzadik is shrouded in secrecy. Why? Because Yosef is becoming now the Makor HaSpah. And we know the famous Gemara in Brachos that says that whenever there's a Makor HaBracha, it's always hidden. Because otherwise, what's soilet on the Bracha and iron? Hora. And ever says the Bracha, the Gemara in Brachos, that ain't a Bracha Shruya El Al Dova Somim in the iron. You mustn't see the Makor HaSpah. Because otherwise there's iron Hora. The Makor HaSpah only comes from a Mokom where there's no... Well, you can't see it. And that's why the Mokum Amila is covered. That's why the Mokum Amila is covered, because that's the Mokum of Aspar. The Makor of Aspar has to be Somoy Min Ha'ayin. Made it, therefore, that's why Shabbos is because Ki Likra Shabbos Chuvenecha Kihi Makor HaBrocha. Shabbos is Ne'elam, the Gemara says. Matana Toiva Yeshli Beis Genozai V'Shabbos Shma. Shabbos is a Bechino Beis Genozai. Shabbos is hidden. Every day Mon came down, except on one day, which? Shabbos. So externally, outwardly, it would seem that Shabbos has the least Ashpah. There's no Ashpah on Shabbos, that's outwardly. Bipnimius, Shabbos is the Makor of Ashpah from all the weekdays. But it has to be shrouded in secrecy. Yosef is shrouded in secrecy, that's why Yosef is compared to fish. The Yid Gularoiv. The care of the Oretz, says the Gemara in Brachos. Just like fish multiply because they don't have an iron. Horah, because you can't see them, they're in the water, they're covered. So to Yosef HaTzadik is covered. Yosef HaTzadik, just like the Tikkun HaBris, the Mokum HaBris, the Mokum HaMila is covered. Yosef is that Midah, and therefore Yosef is covered. Yosef is covered means that nobody knows of his whereabouts. Yosef is very busy now becoming the Tzinor. And the first condition to becoming the Tzinor is to hide. And Yosef is hiding. And this goes even deeper. Because Yosef is taken down in Mitzrayim and he's sold as an Eved. And we know that who? Has no shaychus at all to the whole idea of Hashpah. Who is a pinnacle of somebody who cannot be a Mashpiah? He is Kulei Hashpah. An Eved. Because Kol Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabboi. An Eved doesn't own anything. Everything's owned by his Rabboi. He needs a Koyach to be Mashpia to him. But he is the furthest away from a Mashpia. There's nobody who is as far, as remote as a Mashpia than an Eved. Yosef comes onto Mitzrayim Dafka as an Eved, even though he's going to be the Makor HaSpah. But to be the Makor HaSpah, you've got to hide. And you've got to hide in the opposite of Makor HaSpah. You've got to become the opposite of a Mashpia in order to become a Mashpia. And therefore he's sold as an Eved. By being sold as an Eved, now this is the best way for Yosef HaTzadik to be an Hashpah. And that's unbelievable, it's fascinating. Do you know why? Because that's the holy Yisod that we began yesterday with. The same Yudke Vovke is the same that is Mashpia. But the same Yudke Vovke is also hidden. Where is it hidden? Around, what's around it? The Narutik. So Yudke Vovke is also hidden around the Narutik. Mila is Miyalan Hashemayim is Yudke Vovke, it's also hidden. Yosef HaTzadik, Matria 6 times Havaya, Midas HaYisod, Yosef HaTzadik is also hidden. He's concealed from his brothers and he's concealed from his Mitzrayim because he's an Eved, and the people who see him in the street will say, here goes the slave. No Hashpah coming from him. That's how Yosef is becoming the big Mashpiah. And ever we look at the Psukim there in Parshas Vayeshev, we'll see that slowly, slowly, when he becomes an Eved, Yosef HaTzadik is now preparing to break through to become the Mashpiah. And those are all the Psukim V'yosef hurad Mitzrayim v'yehi havaya peg lamentes pasuk base v'yehi Hashem v'yehi havaya es Yosef v'yehi ish matzliach v'yehi bebeis adoinav hamitzvi. How many times does it say v'yehi in this week in this pasuk? V'yehi Hashem v'yehi ish matzliach v'yehi bebeis adoinav. By the way, you know that v'yehi has the same letters as yud k vav k, but it's concealed. V'yehi, it's not written in the right order. It's a yudke vavke concealed in the word, in the letter Vayihi. The Chidusharim says it on the word Vayihi Miketz Nasayim Yomim, that Vayihi Miketz, there's a concealed Shem Havaya over there. So Yosef Atzadi is just concealing, is preparing the Haspor from the Havaya. Vayara Doinov, and listen, his master is looking in astonishment. Vayara Doinov, ki Hashem Itoi, v'cholashuoyse, Hashem Atzliach Biyodoi. Suddenly Yosef Atzadi, his whole house is turning upside down. Potiphar's house is turning upside down. Suddenly his house is becoming a gold mine. It's like he struck oil in his house. He buys this Eved, and suddenly his business, suddenly he becomes very, very wealthy. What's going on over here? I bought somebody who's the opposite of a mashpia, and somewhere down the line he's being mashpia. Potiphar's becoming very wealthy through his Eved. Something's going on over here. So suddenly, Vayimtza Yosef Chaim Beino, Vayishore Soysoy, Vayifkadeo Al Beisoy, suddenly he promotes Yosef to become the head of his house. Suddenly now he's making Yosef the head of his house into a Mashpia. And Vayehi Meoz Hifkido Yosef Beisoy, Vayevorech Hashem Es Beisa Mitzri Biglal Yosef. Suddenly there's bracha coming from this ex-Eved who's now becoming the Mashpia. Suddenly there's a bubbling of aspas going on in this house. The same Havaya is coming out. Then straight after it passes by Yeshev is Eishes Potiphar. Eishes Potiphar is the final test for Yosef to see whether he's Shem Habris, whether he's going to be the Mashpia. And he succeeds. And then he gets put back in jail. And again, what happens to Yosef Atzadik when he's put back in jail? He becomes the head of the jail. Again, he gets into a prison. A prisoner's in the same matzav no'ashpa, but then he becomes the head of all the prisoners. And that's the latter half of Parshas Vayeshev leading up to Parshas Miketz. Yosef's preparing to break through the Shem Havaya into Mitzrayim, which is a big chiddush, as we said yesterday, because Mitzrayim doesn't recognize the Shem Yudke Vovke, like Tari said to Moshe Rabbeinu, as we discussed yesterday, like, Mi Hashem, Mi Havaya, Sheshma B'Koy Loi. And then we come into Vayehi Miketz Nasayim Yomim. Again, says the Chidush HaRim, Vayehi is a hidden Shem Havaya over here, and it's Miketz Nasayim Yomim. We asked yesterday, why do we begin the parasha with Nasayim Yomim, which indicates the two additional years that Yosef had to spend in jail as a punishment for putting his trust in the Sar Mashkim. What's the answer? The answer is because this is a very, very, very important, critical point over here. Yosef HaTzadik is about to come into Mitzrayim to prove that the one and only Mashpia in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pesukim we said yesterday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only Mashpia. So at this critical stage where Yosef's task in Mitzrayim is to show that Hashem is that all the direct Hashpahs come down from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's nothing in between, there's no middle. At this critical stage, it wasn't right for Yosef on his level to put his trust into a middle stage, to put his trust into a Sar HaMashkim. Because here Yosef has to show that Hashpah comes directly from Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Mila, that's Havaya. And therefore that's why Yosef was punished. That's an introduction to this parasha. Because this gives us a hint into what this parasha is going to be all about. The parasha is going to bring the Havaya into Mitzrayim, that's going to prove that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole source, the sole mashpia of chios and hashpah, kol rega v'rega of every person's life and of the whole bria. And Paroi, who made himself a god, his mistake, his lie, his falsehood is about to come out into the open in this week's parasha. And therefore Rashi says, first let's see the pasuk where miketz nasayim yomim, and we quoted the Medrash yesterday that says the word miketz means Miketzah, it was at the end, Ketzom L'choysech. We asked, what does it mean, Ketzom L'choysech? Because it's enough of Choysech Mitzrayim. We discussed yesterday that why was Mitzrayim Choysech? Why were the final punishments of Mitzrayim Choysech? Because the Aspar that comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Or. Then we discussed yesterday the Lucha, the Menorah, and the Lechem upon him, the direct Ascofa that comes from the direct Aspa, and Ascofa that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Or. Mitzrayim doesn't get a direct Haspa, and therefore Mitzrayim is Kulei Choshech. In this week's parasha, the Shema Avaya, the Or Ein Soif, is going to break through and come into Mitzrayim, and therefore Kate Som L'Choshech, that's enough of Choshech. Pari standing on the or. The Ramban says that the or is Miloshen or. Paro is hiding the or. Paro is concealing the or. Paro is saying, I am the Makor. I am the Makor. It doesn't come from anywhere else. There isn't any or inside from Mitzrayim. Yosef is about to show and is about to bring down the direct Ashpo, and therefore meanwhile Paro is al Ayor, he's concealing, he's standing on the Or. And then he has his dream. The seven fat cows correspond to Paro. Paro says, we don't need any Ashpo, as we quoted Rashi yesterday in Yecheskel. We don't need any Ashpo, we have our own Ashpo, look how fat, look how prosperous we are. His lie, his falsehood of saying that we don't need any Ashpa, we don't get any Ashpa whatsoever. It's all we worry, we are all independent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all going to come to an end. Suddenly it all got eaten up, it's going to come to an end. Because the only Ashpa that's called Ein Soif is the Or Ein Soif, is the direct Ashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is called Or Ein Soif. And that Or is Ein Soif, as we discussed yesterday, that a candle, you can light as many lights from it, from one candle, because Or is Ein Soif. Paroi was Choshech, and therefore it's about to come to an end. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to reveal over here that the prosperity that prevails in Mitzrayim is a false one. It's not a real one. It's something that comes to a soif and something comes to an end. And those were the dreams. And therefore Yosef HaTzadik was called to interpret the dream. Yosef HaTzadik interpreted the dream. And Yosef HaTzadik is going to show them something interesting. Yosef HaTzadik is about to show them that everybody should gather and should make storehouses for all the 7 years. And he's telling them that after the 7 years there's going to be no food in the country. What happens to all the storehouses of the Mitzrayim? It all went moldy. What does this remind us of? The opposite of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, we said yesterday, when the Or Ein Soif shines directly, the Hashpah comes on directly, then the Lechem upon him never goes stale. So the mission of is nothing ever went stale or moldy in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's when you get the direct Hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Ein Soif, so it lasts, it doesn't come to an end, it doesn't get moldy. But the Hashpah that Pari claimed, that he is the Makor of his own Hashpah, that comes to an end. And therefore even when they gathered everything together, sorry, it rotted, it all rotted. The only ones who didn't rot was the storehouses of Yosef HaTzadik, because Yosef HaTzadik is bringing down a Hashpa that's called an Or Ein Soif. And let's see how much Yosef HaTzadik managed to store up during this time. Vayitzbar Yosef bar tvua k'chol hayom har b'meyoid ad k'chod alisbar, until you can't count anymore. Why? Ki ein misbar, because there's no number anymore. What's this pasuk telling us? Yosef HaTzadik had gathered so much you can't even count it. Why? Because there's no number. Sorry? It's Ein Soif. Of course there's no number. What about all the rest of the Mitzrayim? Listen to this interesting deal. Vatas Ha'aretz B'shev Ashnei Asoiva Likmotzim, Pasuk Mem Zayin. What does Likmotzim mean? Says Rashi, Koimetz al Koimetz, Yad al Yad Ha'yoitzim. Koimetz is like a handful. A handful is a limited hashpa. That's why the Pasuk uses the word term kmotzim. Where do you know the word kmotzim from? From the coin who used to? Kmitza, that's right. He used to take a little part, a handful. A handful, whenever you want to, somebody asks you, how much do you have? And you want to say, I have a very little. How do you say it? I only have a handful. A kmitza. So the whole Mitzrayim only made a handful? I thought it was Ein Sof.
Depends who.
Yasser HaTarek Ein Mispah. Don't bother counting it because you won't end. But the Mitzrayim, however much they gathered together, it was only Lekmotzim, it was only a handful, another handful, another handful. It was all Mukbal, it was all within a Gedder and a Gvul.
That Sof, that comes to an end. That's going to rot. That's not the Oyer Ein Sof that always remains and never rots. That was the difference. That was Yosef HaTzadik was showing them so clearly the difference between his Ashpah and Paray's Ashpah. His Ashpah is from the Midas HaYisod. His Ashpah is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Yudke Vovke. And Mitzrayim's is from Paray's Makor. And Paray's Makor is Kumotzim, Kumotzim, Kumotzim. And eventually even those Kumotzim come to an end. That's why Yosef HaTzadik invites the brothers to the meal. And by the way, that's why Yosef HaTzadik again is concealing himself to the brothers. Like the Pasuk says, Vaya Yosef es Echod, he recognized them, Vehem Loi. He can rule, right? They didn't recognize him. Yosef es Echod, Vehem Loi Hikiruhu. What's the Pasuk stressing? Vehem Loi Hikiruhu. The Pshat is, they weren't allowed to recognize him because Yosef HaTzadik was concealed, because Yosef HaTzadik is Midas HaYisod, and in Midas HaYisod he wants to be Mashpia to his brothers. If he wants to be Mashpia to his brothers, is Yosef HaTzadik has to conceal himself, like the Mila is concealed and like Shabbos is Bebez Gnozai, which is also concealed. And that's why Shabbos is also Merumas in this week's Parsha, as we discussed already, that Yosef HaTzadik brings the brothers and he commands his servants prepare a feast. In Pasuk Tezayin, and the Gemara learns out from here that how do you know that Yosef was shomer Shabbos? Because the Pasuk says, and that's like you say, so Yosef made his brothers a Shabbos meal, because Shabbos is the Makor HaBrocha, and Shabbos is the Makor HaBrocha, and that's exactly what Yosef is going to show, that he is the Makor HaBrocha, in other words, his Ashpah bringing down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaBrocha. So that's basically what's going on in Parshas Miketz.